Inside Mac.
For Monday, November 6th, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com, this is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando, and here's what's making headlines. Cars and Pirates are on iTunes, Woz takes a trip down memory lane, big purchase for NVIDIA, and the ultimate fashion accessory. Disney has announced their plans to add the number one animated film of the year, Cars, and the number one film of the year, Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest, to iTunes as digital downloads. Cars will be available tomorrow, November 7th, and the Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest, is scheduled to be available on iTunes starting December 5th. Both films are currently available for pre-order. Video card maker NVIDIA has agreed to purchase Portal Player in a deal that will cost NVIDIA $357 million in cash. Portal Player is better known for the chips it manufactured for Apple's iPod, but earlier this year, Apple began migrating away from Portal Player's system on a chip processors for the iPod product line. That loss was a blow to Portal Player's bottom line, since an estimated 70% of the company's revenue came from iPod chip sales. In the deal, NVIDIA will pay $13.50 for each outstanding share of Portal Player's stock, which represents a 19% premium to the company's 20-day average closing price through November 3rd. NVIDIA plans to use Portal Player's technology to improve its position in the handheld product market. Although the board of directors for both companies have approved the purchase, it is still subject to regulatory approvals. Richard Cenquini, the chairman of Portal Player's board of directors, said, "We feel the advantages offered by the NVIDIA acquisition are the most compelling, and our customers and employees will benefit from NVIDIA's strong position in handheld GPU technologies and its vast resources and global reach." At the Computer History Museum in Mountain View, California, a few hundred Silicon Valley veterans showed up to discuss Apple as the company celebrated its 30th anniversary, even though the anniversary was really in April. Apple's co-founder Steve Wozniak and employees Chris Espinoza, Randy Wigginton, and the original Macintosh team member Daniel Kottke took part in a panel discussion called Apple in the Garage. It was an afternoon of storytelling about Apple's early days, including the creation of the Apple I in 1976 and its successor, the Apple II, in 1977. Kottke talked about how he had become friends with Steve Jobs, stating the two had bonded over Eastern philosophies while they were both college students at Reed College in Portland, Oregon, but Jobs had not talked about his computer work. Wigginton remembered the time when today's computer industry luminaries hung out at the Homebrew Computer Club because it was a way to have access to working computers. He said nobody could afford their own computer, and Espinoza may have been Apple's youngest employee as he began working for the company at age 14. He remembered that the carpeting in the building where Apple began working on the Apple II was a constant source of static electricity, and every time someone walked over the carpet and touched an open Apple II case, he said you fried the keyboard chip. So, he said, we spent an incredible amount of time replacing keyboard chips. Wozniak noted that before he co-founded Apple, he was working for HP and said that in order to protect himself from claims by HP that he was profiting off work the computer giant owned, he got the company's legal team to run the Apple I plans by every department, and they all turned the project down, which is good because, as he put it, if HP had wanted it, it probably would have been a commercial failure and might have set the PC business back significantly. Coming up, get ready for a little turkey talk when the Inside Mac Minute continues.
Are you ready to unleash the power of DVD? With DVD XDV, the power is within your grasp. DVD XDV converts your DVDs into broadcast quality video. Video clips from DVD XDV are ready to use in iMovie, iDVD, or Final Cut Pro. To learn more, visit DVDXDV.com.
You're listening to the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. It seems the little iPod Shuffle has become the darling of the celebrity world, as celebs in the UK lined up to purchase the new MP3 player over the weekend. Apple's iPod Shuffle went on sale worldwide last Friday, and celebs like fashion designer Julian McDonald was one of the first in line, dubbing the new device as the ultimate new fashion accessory. Soon after the award-winning designer bought his Shuffle, photographers at Apple's flagship London Regent Street store took pictures of the platinum-selling singer-songwriter Sophie Ellis-Bextor. She lined up at the store to get her player and said it was just perfect for a musician to put their latest mixes on. Fast Mac has begun shipping its plug-and-play internal Bluetooth upgrade kit for the PowerPC-based Mac Mini systems. The upgrade adds Bluetooth functionality to the Mac Mini without the need to add an AirPort card and claims to have an operating range of up to 32 feet. Fast Mac's Bluetooth upgrade kit is available from $50 with a one-year warranty and works with all versions of Mac OS X, including Mac OS X 10.5 Leopard. In addition, the company is offering their 24-hour installation service for an additional $50. It'll pick up the Mac Mini to install the upgrade kit and provide a thorough checkup as well as a light cleaning before shipping the unit back within 24 hours. Mac App A Day has announced that they will be giving away 5,000 copies of over 30 Mac applications, with a new app being released at midnight Pacific Standard Time throughout the month of December. Developer Tom Hancock said the idea of giving away popular Mac OS X applications for free or with extended trials is great for the end user. It means they don't need to dig into their pockets and bank accounts to get their hands on some of the great software that has been lined up. I know what you're thinking, though. What's the catch? According to the site, there are no strings attached. However, no one knows which app will be given out, so you have to check back every day to see what's being offered. The site claims a total retail value of the applications will come to over $1.5 million. The first software will be given away at midnight Pacific Standard Time on December 1st. Visit macappaday.com for all the details. Final Cut users will head over to Los Angeles to participate in the annual DV Expo taking place on November 15th at the LA Convention Center. The event is hosted by the Los Angeles Final Cut Pro User Group, and those who are scheduled to appear include producer-director Brian J. Terwillinger, FCP product manager Steve Bays, Ted Shilowitz from the Red Digital Cinema team, Ben Ain from Red Lightning Software, and filmmaker Mike Garbeau is also scheduled to appear. The expo is free, but you must register to attend. Visit MacMinute.com for the link. And lastly today, Thanksgiving is coming quickly, but you don't have to worry about ruining the turkey this year thanks to a new podcast called Butterball's Turkey Talk. The podcast series focuses on holiday traditions, planning, and food preparation ideas. The first episode is hosted by turkey experts Mary Klingman, director of the Butterball Turkey Talk line, and Shirlene Clausen, the director of the Butterball Test Kitchens. Viewers will be able to learn about how to get ready for the holidays, as well as getting a step-by-step guide to cooking the perfect turkey. And those are the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando. I'll talk to you tomorrow on the Inside Mac Minute.